We live with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim. We live with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. I remember one of my older Chaverim Yeshiva talking about during the Six-Day War. So the Six-Day War was the sakana was tremendous. The matzah was seemed to be without hope. And the Bershim did tremendous nisim. But inside of a yeshiva, inside of a mokum where a person is a ventura, the focus was on tefillah. The focus was on limud haTorah. And he described to me the day that that the war broke out, the intensity of the tefillah, the intensity of he says it made Yom Kippur Ne'ilah look like a weekday Shemoneh Esrei compared to the intensity of that tefillah of that day. There was a clarity at that moment of the danger. We live in a time where we become so anesthetized to the issues. We sit far away. It's another thing. It'll blow over. The Middle East right now is a powder keg. It's a mind-boggling powder keg. What the Russians' plans are for the future, we don't know. But any day which it's still functioning normally is a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make any sense. And we're sitting with each day. My Yevalid Yom, what's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be? So we need to think about what exactly we're doing. It's also, obviously, the Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, the ability to connect with somebody else, to feel that a person's living under pachad, under pain, under tzara, where we live, it's such a distance, it's hard to do that. Maybe we can give a havan on that also. This, the first Rashi in the Torah says, Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo yitzarech lahaskel haTorah ela mi'achadosh hazeh elokhem. Shemitzah rishana shistava b'yisrael. So the morale is masber that the word Torah means Torah, means giving direction, giving, telling us what to do. The commands, the klai, so we're started by HaKadosh Elohim. So the Torah should start from HaKadosh Elohim. That's what the word Torah means, and that's where Torah should start. Why are we starting from Bereishis, which means all of Sefer Bereishis? The Bria, the Mabel, the Darflaga, the Avis, you see, you read it to Mitzrayim, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, all of that should not be part of the Torah. Umatam posel v'bereishis, Meshum, it says, Kach ma'isav higid la'amay losiz lam nachlas goyim, posel gantilim, Shin yomer umus o'olam li'yisrael listim atem, Shikivashtim arotz ha'shivas ha'goyim. If you're going to, then they'll say to you, you're a listim, you've taken land which doesn't belong to you. Hey, remember lamb, the Yidden will say back, Kol ha'oret shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hi, hu b'ra'a, v'nosel asher yosher b'einov, b'ritzoinoi, nitna lehem, or b'ritzoinoi nitna lehem, v'nosel alonu. The Baruch Hu will answer back, the Yidden will answer back, that the Baruch Hu created the world. The Baruch Hu, there's a story of how Klal Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael. The Baruch Hu decided to go to the Yidden, and that'll solve the problem. It doesn't seem to work. We have the Sefer Torah side from Bereishis, and they're still claiming listim atem. They've been claiming listim atem for who knows how many years. Besides, I don't think if you pull out a Rashi and show it to them, it's going to convince them so stark. You know, that's Rashi's opinion, but you know, we hold not like Rashi. What are Chazal? It's a Tanchuma. What are Chazal saying? Maybe Chazal are saying they're not talking to the goyim. They're talking to the Yidden. They're talking to us. If somebody says, "What are you doing?" He says, "What are we doing?" The Torah told us that this is what we're supposed to be doing. If a person understands that this is what the Baruch Hu has a plan for the Bria, so then that'll solve the problem. because man, we don't understand that that's the Russian's plan for the Bria. We don't see it as the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see it is that this is the Tachlis of the Bria. It's not going to work. We can't convince the guy, but we can't convince ourselves. But what are we supposed to convince ourselves? So that was Rashi's kash. So what was the teretz? The teretz is that you have to have the Bria and the Mabel and the Raflaga and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the story of Yehuda and Tamar and Yosef and the Shvatim. Everything is there to give us Eretz Yisrael. God's Yitzchak Mitzrayim, the purpose of the whole story is to give us Eretz Yisrael. That's all it's about. How does it answer the question? There's a Gra, Gra Mishle. The Gaon says, the Pasuk says in Mishle, Liyos Bashem Yiftachecho, Hodaticha Yom Af Otzo. In order that you should rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that your Miftach should be in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why the Rambam says, I was Medea you. What was he Medea's? So the Gaon, what is he referring to? See, based on a Pasuk in Tilla. V'yakum Eidus is referring to in the V'yam Ksuvim. V'tara is Hatara. Samba Yisrael. V'yikra Nesinas Hatara Li Yisrael. Hu k'dei sheyish yasimu b'tchayna b'ashem. The main reason why the Bereshim gave Torah to Klal Yisrael that we should have b'tochna in HaKadosh Baruch. Like the Pasuk says, Vayter, until him, they should rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They shouldn't forget the action, the deeds of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they should be sherman and mitzvahs. That's Pshat over here. The Rishon gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael in order that we should be happy talking on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If the Maza, what he means when he says bitachon? What does he mean when he says bitachon? You should rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It should turn out good. Bitachon means a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bitachon means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is palpable to you. Bitachon means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is real. The Klal Yisrael came to a moment when the Bereshim gave us the Torah, and at that moment there was no shaila in every person's mind. The Bereshim opened up the Zion Rikiyim and he saw that Ein Oy Mavada, there's nothing but the Beri Oyla. The moment of the Sinas Torah was the clarity to Klal Yisrael that the world doesn't exist except for the Dibur Hashem. And there's no reason why human beings should exist other than to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the only reason why we're here. The clarity of the understand that they had Yira from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They understand that they were a Nivra and the Bari Olam is the Bari. And there's no reason why we're here but the Russia created us to allow us to have the connection with Him, which we accomplish through the Torah, which is the mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael is the mokum where we're able to live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. One of the Mephoshim says what was the kasha? He doesn't understand the kasha. The guy was kasha. Did a kibush. What's the catch? Klaizel comes in there to Zerl. It's listed. So Amon Amoyev, that Tichon overcame, not no problem. That's okay, because Kibush Mechamash works. So what was the catch? So their answer is that Kibush Mechamah, they believe it. Klaizel is not Kibush with Mechamah. Klaizel is Kibush with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lamalami Derech HaTeva. They say, that's not fair. That's listed in my if we do it, that war, we understand. That we win in war, we relate to that. That we, you should take it, Shalom Kederach HaTeva, what's that? So Kleisel's answer is, that's Teva. That is the reality of the Bria. The Bereshit starts the Sefer Torah with the Psukim of the Bria. And he talks about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that when you do Ratzon a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's Tzchar and there's Oynish, you do Ratzon a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's good, and if not, the world is destroyed. There's a Mabul. And if people make a plan, there's a Haflaga. And a person who is able to seek out and find a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the depravity of his generation, the Bereshit connects to him. And the Bereshit makes a bris with him. These are the psukim which give you the lesson of what it means bitachon, what it means a relationship with the Bari Olam, what it means bria, what it means purpose of bria. The mitzvahs are the hechatimsa to maintain that reality. But you should understand what the reality is. You understand what the relationship is. You have a relationship between a husband and a wife. And there's the relationship. And then there are the things you do to maintain the relationship. But you have to understand what the relationship is. It's a bari to a nivra. It's a bari who wants the nivra to connect to him. He wants that we should feel that clarity and that security that the Bereshit is there for us. And he gave us all of these mitzvahs. We should put on tefillin to remember that he's the one who's in control. We should say he's Mitzrayim to remember he's the one who's in control. We should keep Shabbos to remember he's the one who's in control. And we shouldn't eat certain things because Bereshit doesn't want us to eat those things. And each time we do it, we're ingraining in ourselves again and again and again. The Bari Olam is what life is about. You can't sit in Eretz Yisrael and answer what we're doing there if you don't get it. Now, there's a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael which don't get it. But we can't talk to them. That's not our job. Our job is to get it ourselves. And if we truly get it ourselves, we truly get it ourselves, the second step will take care of itself. We can't be misakin acherim, we can't be misakin ourselves. There's been talk, you know, it's a situation, sakana, the more says a person gets stuck, b'shir sheyicha b'ni, raise the tzadik gomer. Tosis says, by Umas Elam, it's not like that, because they only give it to them. You should get what the reward, what they want, and if they don't get answered, they're going to be upset. A Yid gives it because the mitzvah is the mitzvah. He'd also like the schus on the side. Sometimes we're challenged in that Tosis. We're challenged in that Gemara. Not because when it doesn't work out, we have questions. Because the yisod of the Gemara is that deep down, we're not doing it for the schus. Deep down, what you're doing because it's a mitzvah of the Bari Olam. Deep down, we're doing it because it's a way to connect with the Bari Olam. The purpose of the tzorah, my friend, is that you should connect to the Bari Olam. The reason why you give stalker is because Bereshit HaShem said give stalker. And the reason why the child needs that refuah, that Yeshua, the Bereshit HaShem sent that problem to you to remind you to connect to him. And that's what you do with the tzorah. So the purpose was the connection. So obviously it's not Shaykh HaRot afterwards, because the connection was reignited. Our tefillahs are not. I don't see our tefillahs being ignited. I don't see it. I don't see that we're saying thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Being reminded that Bereshit runs the world. You're looking at what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's mind-boggling. The chesedim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The pachad, what's going to be? But the chesedim of Kadosh Baruch Hu up to this point. I remember, like after the Gulf War. You know, the rocket. What did it do? It killed one person. One person is one yid. The Russia created a beautiful thing called the Iron Dome. It's the British Alam. And it's not perfect either. And Chas Le Hashem, the matzav is such. Chas Le Hashem, where's our tefillahs? You know, we say tilim afterwards. So halavai, the tilim is said with the proper kavana. And the tefillah itself, the tilim is the icing on the cake. A person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he said, Baruch Ato Hashem. The purpose of the idea of Eretz Yisrael The Rosh Hashanah Gan Sefer Bereishis is to get you to understand, my friends, that he is the one you're supposed to talk to. The Rosh Hashanah made it Tzara in itself to remind you that he is the one you're supposed to talk to. Talk to him. Talk to him and say praise. Talk to him and ask bakashas. Talk to him and say thank you afterwards. Talk to him. I don't hear that our Shema Kaleinu is breaking the walls. The walls of our heart, I don't hear it. I don't hear that our Berech Aleinu was doing that. I don't hear that our Refu'enu was doing that. Kavah Karmel, when we asked Reva, Nyenu, Reva, Yuvenu, Bresham should fight our fight, I don't hear it. After davening, we say Tehillim. And then we say, Acheinu, Baruch Hashem. That's not the time to say daven. The time of daven is during davening. You say, "Lam nasech yad chashem b'yom sura." You say, "Gev chashem." It's sandwiched in between Ashrei and Avodah Zarah, and then it gets 47 seconds that it's supposed to get on the clock, and that's yad chashem b'yom sura. Hashem Hashia, Eilav Rechav, Eilav Vasusim, Eilav Rechav, Eilav Iron Dome. But after Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu asks you, "Where is the tefillah?" I don't hear it. I don't hear it coming out of our hearts. Some people daven loud, some people daven soft, but I don't hear the heart. I don't hear the heart of Hashem Mashiach, Melech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. I don't hear that it's getting into what it's supposed to do. L'yos B'Hashem Yitachecha V'yisim Elokim Kislam Terasom B'Yisrael and Terasom B'Yisrael. So we go around, do mitzvahs, it's chus. Do mitzvahs because there's a Bari Arlam that you're supposed to do mitzvahs for him. And in Baal, that'll be a chus. Do mitzvahs because there's a mitzvah and you're a mitzvah and there's a mitzvah. Do mitzvahs because you are a nivra and he's a bari. Do mitzvahs because you can't keep walking around. We can't complacent the way we walk around. There's a Yom Adin. There's danger. It says Ziat Elecha Hashem, Amarti Atomachsi. They make ambushes for me. They make danger for me. Atomachsi, you're my machsi. You're the place where I go. You're my refuge. If that would be our hagasha, so our davening is different. Our learning is different. Our mitzvah is different. Our bet on the chaver is different. So Hashem says in this Rashi, says, how does it answer the question? How does it answer the question? Ikra Torah lemitzvah se'an emr. The Torah shebiksav. Our lives, when we live our lives, that's also Torah. There's an Avraham Avinu was able to put himself into the book. Zavort for Melamir Bloch, that's out. Medrash comes up a few places. It says Elo Yada Ruvain, that it says it's going to say Vayishma Ruvain Vayatzilei Miyodam. He would have taken the Yosef and put it on his shoulders and carried him back to Yaakov. Elo Yada Aaron, that it's going to say Varochav and Samach Libo. He would have went out to greet him with two people Mecharlus. Elo Yada Boya, that it's going to say that he gave her Yitzvul Sheish Sarim. He would have given her a golem of a vazim of a tumos. And then the Medrash says, Viter, say if they knew that they're going to get publicity in the Pasuk, right? That you know that the newspaper reporter is there, they would have done it with more geschmack. But since the Maisa, they didn't expect to get it, that's going to be written up in the newspaper, so they did it, you know, half-hearted. And it says, Umi Kaisiv Hayoim, nowadays who writes? Sel Yoanovi is Kaisim and Mashiach is Kaisim. Is Kaisim El and Mashiach is Kaisim. What's the Medrash say? Person walks along and he thinks he's doing something which is his private action. It's not Torah. It's him personally acting. So you act a certain way. A person understands that the actions that he's doing have cosmic impact. They affect the Bria. You do them in a totally different way. Reuven perceives that there's a fight between the brothers, and it's a personal issue. That it's part of the cosmic plan of the Bria. He relates really to it a totally different way. Boaz meets this woman. There's the Giyaris who comes. She needs some food. He gives her some food. It's a private act. He understands that this is the makor for Melech HaMashiach. It's a totally different ballgame. But the Medrash doesn't stop there. It says Torah is being written today. Who is writing it today? Our actions are not personal actions. There's cosmic impact in what we're doing. Eliyahu is Kaisav, Mashiach is Kaisav. The parashas of before, and I tell you that it's not the Torah as written. Every time you do something, you're changing the Bria. The Haris Kinasim Maseim Torah. You can take your Maisim and make it into Torah. And that's Kayach Maisav. HaKayach Shanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sechem. The Russian put Kayach in our Maisim. A Jew's Maisim impact the Bria. Kach mice of Higilama. The Bereshit told us the power of what we do. The Bereshit in the Torah is telling you, look what you can do. Look what you can accomplish. Look at the impact that you have. That individual person, the making a decision, way back when, the Natan of Arizara and the find the Bari Olam, that is not personal. That's Bria. That's Bari Olam. That's Torah. That's eternal. That's Kach Masav Higiliyama Losses Shalom. Now you want to get Nachlas Goyim. You want to say that you deserve to take over this special place. You have to understand the importance of what you do. We can't talking to myself. You can't just continue on with a little bit of icing on the cake. The problem is, yes, it's ongoing. And we become inured to it, and we become already jaded to it. You know, it doesn't. It's not. It's the matzav is matzav. The matzav is horrible. The matzav is dangerous. The matzav is ongoing. The matzav is who knows what's going to be. What's going to be with Iran? What's going to be with Turkey? The whole with Syria. The whole thing is like it's mind boggling. What could be? But the result of that is that we just turn off. But it can't be. I once heard somebody say over this work from Brother Meir, it's written in the Sefer, so I heard somebody say it over, he says, you're a chashuva person, but you, I'm sure that this mimer applies to. Rabbis say we're all chashuva people, and this mimer applies to all of us. Our tefillah is not just our tefillah. Our tefillah is a Jew with the kayach of what it means to be a yid. The Ramchal says, "Ilo currently they are seen. I will not send the Torah." God of mitzvah voisim, Hashem of mitzvah voisim. What's the pshat? Hashem of mitzvah voisim. He's doing it from his ruts and a toiv. Avos Hashem, he's mamish. He's there. He's mitzvah voisim. He knows it because he has to do it. So Tosis says his pshat. So Rid says his pshat. The Ramchal says, if a kohen goes into the Beis Hamikdash and does the voida, it creates the tremendous cosmic impact that mitzvah voida is supposed to do in the Beis Hamikdash. A Yisrael who does not have Kedushas Kuhuna, does not have Milas Kuhuna, does not have that Kayak in his Neshama that it's supposed to accomplish, it creates Pigul. It creates something which is possible. The Medef HaChaim says when a Goy does a Maisa Mitzvah, it remains a hollow Maisa Mitzvah. It does not affect the Bria, cosmically. When a Jew does it, it changes the whole Bria. The mitzvah, when together with the tzivoy came, the fact that you are mitzvah means you have been given the koyach to impact the whole Bria. With every mitzvah that you have. That's the Bresham changed our neshamas. We don't function the same as Umas Arlam. We have neshamas which are connected to the Shemayim, to the Oritz, and to everything. And every time we do something toiv, we change the Bria to toiv. If there's something ra, we change the real to ra. Like I'm talking to myself. We're going along like animals of our voices. It's a nice thing that, you know, there's a message from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we try and do a little bit extra. That's like it's a nice gesture. We have the mitzvah voices. We have the tremendous ability to impact the whole Bria. If we want to impact the matzav and Eretz Yisrael, we have the ability to change the way we look at Torah, the way we look at mitzvahs. That it's our responsibility. It's our privilege. It's our power. We are empowered. We have tremendous power to accomplish. We can make our mice into Torah. We can have Eliyahu b'chaisev and the Mashiach b'chaisev. We have to take it seriously ourselves. Our davening has to be different. Our learning has to be different. Our bet on the chaver has to be different. The shmir saloshim. Whatever we do, it's different. But it's different because from the position of understanding that we're not just nobodies. The pilot, you know, who doesn't do what he's supposed to do is quite a different issue than the guy in the back, the passenger, doesn't do what he's supposed to do. The president who says a comment he shouldn't be saying is a lot different than the guy in the gutter in the Lower East Side. The drunk. It's a different ballgame. We are presidents. We are sorim. We are people which have a tremendous responsibility. We should be zoicha that the Baruch Hashem should continue to rain down his chesed upon us. We should be zoicha, like we said in the Sichas, that the Baruch Hashem should take the Yom Shivos B'Tammuz, which is a day of tremendous sorrows in Klal Yisrael, and change it to a day of Yeshua, a day of Nechama, of Sasan and Simcha. The Rosh Hashanah should mayor upon him. Now, every Salmatza that we're in, the Rosh Hashanah should mayor upon him, and we should be zecha that our Maisim should befit the human beings and the Gerli Yisrael that we are, the B'nai Yisrael that we are, the Karat that we have, the Sorum that we are. Our Maisim should adorn, be an adornment of who we are, an expression of that.